drag performers being dismayed that a national Rainbow Storytime tour has had to be cancelled due to threats of violence. Last month, protests by Destiny Church forced the cancellation of several events in Hastings and Rotorua due to safety concerns. The Storytime organisers have now cancelled the entire tour and are planning to take Destiny Church to court. Shortly before, I spoke with one drag performer who has run Rainbow Storytime events at their local library in the past.
I've done a few local Rainbow Storytimes, and they are aimed at kids and families of like all ages, all varieties, whether they have Rainbow family members or not. What we do is we sit down and we read some stories together. They are usually of like a rainbow lens and a rainbow focus for kids, but we'll also just read any books that are in the library that the kids want to hear about, and then we'll usually also sing some songs and do some crafts together.
What's generally the response?
Every time I have been a part of one, it's just been lovely. There's just such a beautiful atmosphere there. Everyone's there to just enjoy themselves, have a good time. A lot of these libraries often run their own story time sessions anyway. It just so happens that they bring in a drag performer as their guest reader. And so those ones will usually specifically have a rainbow lens, but that's not always the focus of it. And everyone's there to just enjoy themselves and have a good time. And the feedback that I get from adults as well is that it's nice to just be read to by someone for a while.
What's your reaction then to the actions of Destiny Church and the Rainbow Storytime National Tour having to be cancelled?
I think that's extremely upsetting, extremely disappointing, and it's really disheartening that we're seeing all of this rhetoric being imported from overseas around drag performers. For us, we just want to entertain the masses. It's about normalizing being a rainbow person and helping any kids who might eventually discover that they are rainbow feel safe and special and know that they are loved.
How did you feel during Rainbow Storytime during Pride Month? Did you ever feel unsafe?
In the lead up to it, I was very anxious because this was around the time that Destiny Church was very active in their protests and making it clear that they didn't want these events to happen. I did contact my local library and asked if they had a security plan in place and what their plans were for if people did turn up who made it very clear that I wasn't welcome or I wasn't present there. On the day, everything was totally fine. Everyone was super lovely, super welcoming. But in the lead up to it, I was scared for my safety.
And are you finding these vocal anti-rainbow campaigns are becoming more common or more visible?
I don't necessarily think they're becoming more common, but they're definitely becoming more vocal and they're becoming more visible. I think my personal interpretation is that there's been bubblings of this sentiment under the surface for a while. It's just increasingly people are becoming comfortable with being vocally anti-rainbow.